This is Nichelle Anderson, and I'm the host of my podcast show, Nichelle Anderson Short Stories and Beyond. Welcome to my podcast show. Today is going to be another part series of Nahar and Princess Aminia, My Heart Only Breathes For You, My Love Divine. Okay, so let's get into this. In this part series, I like to code it as PA, as I mentioned in my previous episode, in my premiere. PA is going to definitely identify the timeline for where we're looking into the lives of Princess Aminia and Nahar. So prior adult is going to be right before the time of the book. Okay, let's go ahead and get into this. Thank you again for following my podcast and tuning in. Please follow me on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp, as well as Telegram. Okay, I will leave the Discord membership to join. It's free. It gets all of what I'm doing, productions and my creative projects that you can join and keep abreast of, particularly the NFT collection, which I have created, and that's the Pyramid Mystery Temple Reunion. That's a 10,000 collection there. So do join the Discord so you can kind of keep abreast of when that's released. All right, and you can go to the website to find out more information about my NFT collection, and that's on MolayWorld.com. You also can buy my expanded brand of my beauty products from Molay. It has that ancient Egypt luxury healing skincare, body oils for men and women. You can go to MolayBeauty.com. You can get 10% off your first purchase. I do have the King and Me collection for the kings out here listening. Well, those are going to be one, you know, growing up to be. And then my Topaz Oasis Queens collection as well. Do check out Molay.com/shop. That link is in the description where you can go ahead and help this this podcast and my production and purchase you some of my t-shirts. Particular one is Hug Me If You Love Me. Okay, all right. So, and my music, definitely, you know, keep abreast of that. So by joining the Discord, you kind of get into the know of all of my songs that I'm planning to release, and then the two so far and thereafter. All right. I also want to say that I do have the schedule to do the live shows on relationships. I do post that on my social media, like Facebook or what have you, or Twitter. You can get in the know of when you're going to, you know, tune into that. That's my Molay Love Groove, and that's really live stream on YouTube. I have another podcast show, Surviving Your Journey to a Success. It's about all about motivating you and understanding what you've been through and coming out of it and learning lessons. I also do have a Substack, and that's a premium membership that you can sign up and to get access. You pay a membership there and you'll support what I'm doing, as well as get the insider scoop, be able to contact me directly, have our own private chat. So I do recommend you're tuning in to that, and you can go, and that link would be in the subscription for you to go ahead and sign up. You get some free, and the other would be like a paid membership. It is worth it because I do a lot, and some of these stories or what have you, you get extra info and series and episodes. All right, so let's take a look at what's going on in the last episode. Let's just jump into that. We were retagging these timelines. Is PA number one, that particular one that I did was kind of a little bit older than the other future series of Nahar and Princess Aminia. This is in their preteen years. And this episode came to me a couple years ago, and I just kind of finally said, you know, I'm going to bring it back. So this is the time to tune in, because I don't bring this part of my podcast show on the timeline of my book and before. Like, it might be another couple years before you get this. So if you want to tune in, do it, share it, and also sign up for my Substack, my premium level. It's called Molay World Short Stories. It's worth it, y'all. Go ahead. If you like what I'm doing, you want to support mission, the message, it's worth it. These stories were more so would be on the premium channel. All right. So therefore it is, if you really liking it and you love it, that's where you can talk to me more about it. That's where you can share, you know, get really into it and get more access to these short stories of this time frame between them two. So the one that I did last episode was called Those Entering the Mystics Must Answer to King Milan. So in this particular podcast, for this episode, PA number two, remember, prior to adulthood, which is of the book, this is before the book, it's entitled My Heart Breathes Only of You, My Love Divine. Oh, you know my song, When Love Was Divine? Check it out, download it. All right, so we're going to talk about how to spend some quality time together. They're going to do that. And if you haven't been following the book or what have you, the whole story, Nahar, by the time the book arrived, she kind of ran out of time, and she was destined to meet and marry the king. And that's what she did. So with that, this is where we're kind of giving Nahar that moment again. He had Prince Samir all to himself. And understanding that. In the previous episode, he was getting in trouble. But I'm going to do a director clip note, because he always liked to do things that he always liked to do adventurous stuff and try to, you know, impress Princess Aminia. This time he kind of went too far, but he also, you know, brought her some things. And that small moment of holding her hand and hugging her and enjoying that, you know, when you're in love, just take every moment that you can. And you just, it's like eating a bowl of ice cream. You just love it. And that's what he was able to do, even though he got in serious trouble, King Milan. So we're going to go ahead and get into this. If you have any questions regarding my podcast show or reach out, just go ahead and email us at info@malay.com. You can also give us a call. Phone number is there as well. And stay connected. All right, let's get started. Let's begin. For my season 7, 2023 to 2024, for this week of my podcast show, Nichelle Anderson, Short Stories and Beyond, PA number 2, entitled, My Heart Breathes Only of You, My Love Divine. Opening scene. As a spoo moved gracefully in the skies as Kingo rays of what we call the moon na continued to fade into its sleeplessness, and allowed as spoo impressionable rays of superdome power take over the new dawn hours in ancient Mitzrayim. The time of the moments was earlier than most, as Nahar and Princess Aminia was up on the far side of the markas below on an open floor length window with just enough sitting area that they could sit and enjoy a nubispit and beautiful melody of lemon water and with mint from Nahar's mother garden. It was Nahar's idea to be slightly late to their usual morning temple school teachings of the creation of dreamness and the gods before. Nahar, this dawn, early hours, had his reddish auburn dreads now growing longer by each 20 or so days. It seemed pulled back now with a raw Nubian brown ribbon that exposed his family society status of 8 gemstones with one in the metal of emerald satan. This gold breastplate that he wore shined everly into the Espu as he continued to dance into the Kingo rays. His matching race, talon around his race, had gemstones that belted around tightly, holding his mistral wrap that went all the way down to his knees. As he was moving his legs over to perch on the bench that connected to the floor-length window, he was extremely excited and in a good mood as he took another bit of his nubiscuit, and his auburn brown eyes lit up as their spoon continued ever more and more to wrestle again with the remaining of what we saw of the Kingo rays hesitant to move on to their next phase as the new dawn continued to fight through to say it's a new day in Mitzrayim. Had an extra nisbiscuit and handed it to Princess Aminia. They quickly grabbed it and placed it on her lap. She was wearing a green Atala dress that wrapped from the top all the way down and laid down to the floor, exposing her shiny sandals. Her royal breastplate with over 50 gemstones from the ancient mines down in the south of Sedan and from the star galaxy of Pleiades handed down to her by her parents, King Milan and King Hagar. She had matching gold bracelets with a gemstone each in the middle that matched the color of the stones decorated in her hair as well. Bouncing Nubian corals continued to bounce off her shoulder as she looked to the right and looked to the left, enjoying the breathtaking view of Mitzrayim. That day, Princess Aminia also wore an additional bracelet of solid gold that clicked ever so lightly in the same rhythm as her golden sandals that she was wearing to match her beautiful long dress. Her hair that was bouncing up and down as she was excited of the new day for them continued to shine and glitter at the Nubian color that it wore. Princess Aminia adored the seashells that was also on before the table before them. It was a game that they played when they was younger, and they was just finishing the last game. They both was laughing at different times at who won and enjoyed the moment that it wasn't all about schooling and learning about the pyramids and the ancient history, but it was just them enjoying the time when they were younger as children and the future. But for right now, it was just the present. Then, as they laughed, Princess Amina, still in the royal chair, waiting for him to finish eating his Nabiscuit and perhaps do another game of the seashells that she had, she continued to look over and was in deep thought. Earlier, when it was just Naha on the patio watching and waiting for Princess Amina, she was coming in with other attendants that attended to her hair, and he waited patiently, pacing back and forth until they can finish and they can be alone. And he finally was alone. Before then, he kept asking, "Is Princess Amina finished with the attendants of her hair? We can go to the royal court to play and learn." He thought they were about to leave earlier, but they did not. They courageously and correctly said they just need more time before she is able to join Nahar. He remembered that moment as he was nipping on his Nabiscuit, and there was Princess Amina looking ever so beautiful, all dressed up and with her beautiful hair and her sandals and her attire. And he just remembered when he finally saw her and when she entered the room. After he was kept looking and looking to see, she's still sitting in the chair. When is she going to get out? And there she was. He just remembered that moment. For some reason, he wanted to always remember that moment. And as if it was a beautiful day just for both of them. And she entered, he reached for her hand, and they walked out to the current patio that they are now. On this early dawn, Nahar calculated just how long it would take to get them to the other coroners to attend their teachings at the Pyramid of Matu, not known for many, but seemed like moments afar. He realized that they'll have enough time. So now they can just continue to remember and to have this moment of eating the Nabiscuit, the lemon water, and playing the game of the seashells. All of a sudden, the silence between them, as he was lost in his thoughts of earlier what brought them to now, Princess Amina spoke. "What are your thoughts this day, Nahar?" Nahar responded. "That our teachings would not linger into the next and next with Elder Gahaya of Matu." They both laughed. "Oh yes," Princess Amina then responded. "I want to visit the pyramid after our school temple learning. Have you know of how to enter? It has been building an exclusion for a while." She looked out to that direction that was hidden by most of palm trees to where she heard and realized that that would be the next secret pyramid. Nahar pondered for a moment before admitting he was not sure, but he wanted to impress Princess Amina, so he said, "I will be the one to take you there." Princess Amina smiled, wide-eyed. "You always do find a breakthrough." They both enjoyed a smile of calm as they heard the Abbas guards, all of a sudden, of her royal family place marching to their normal routine. She then pulled out the wrapped gift she got from Nahar earlier after she finished, had her hair done and her dress attire to come with him to sit on this patio of the palace, and it glowed like glistening shield that was the size of both her hands. She gazed at it in amazement, then spoke, "Tell me where you got this from, and how did you get to Akaya, to the galaxy? Did you share all to my father?" Nahar took another bite of the biscuit and then said, "I was with a good friend of my father's, Abe's Pullet, and he told me of this place in Akaya's. And Arcturus." Prince Amina right out again and excited. "Ooh, how? And when did you learn to steer a starship, Nahar? I had no idea." Nahar nodded, blushing emotions more so than the breeze that blew against the palm trees around them on the high patio of the palace of the Abbas of her family. He finally said, looking at her, "Later, I will, and I will tell you on a galactical trip. But we have to wait." She intercepted. "Because my father wasn't happy of learning about your endeavors. I'm correct. Is that true?" Nahar nodded no. He took another sip of his lemon water and met and looked out the far scene of Mitrayam. He could hear people buzzing about on the other side of the palace, getting ready to open up their shop in the village town below. He could hear on the other side of the palace of the guards of Babad starting their day. But he looked further out, where he can see Abspoo pushing through to claim this day. He took another sip of his lemon water and then motioned her hands to move the shield back and forth. She did, still curious of why are we doing this? But it was just to praise and to understand the new day. Then he said, though it is small, it is mighty intellect. My friend showed me. He pointed to the object that he gave Naha. When we landed on a planet moon here and there, he pointed, sure, the markings of an astrological imprint and protection. Prince Aminu was wild and excited. She spoke following the markings on this object. Is it so beautiful and amazing and so much history? I'm so thankful you thought of me to bring this to me. Were there others? She's still gazing at the plate shield at the same moment as Spoo officially claimed their day has begun. Nahar was looking at the shield too, but then looked at Princess Amelia, and his heart bloomed. Princess Amelia suddenly noticed an inscription, but in a different language. She held it up before her, where it was blocking the scene of Mitrayam over the patio balcony. She asked, what was it when one of the guards that often helped them to escape from the palace and their pyramid teachings entered? She turned back to Naha before getting up to ask, what does it say? Naha spoke, Maata Amula Naununa Brahma Naala Bunonun. It is a dialect of Orion. She looked not sure of the meaning. He translated and said, it just means how special and beautiful you are in my life. My friend helped me to inscribe it. That's why I traveled all the way to Octarius, not just for the adventure, but what he told me that this shield has special protection, and I just wanted you to have it. Oh, she smiled before realizing the guard was approaching them, and Naha quickly helped her off the bench where they were sitting and relaxing, and she wrapped up her gift in a remaining abyssinet and walked to the guard as Naha followed and said in a low voice behind her, and it means my heart breathes of you, my love divine. Insane.